Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. Now just bless this, your servant, Father. Just open the doors of heaven. Give revelation, knowledge to your revelation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Continuing our study in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. And unto the angel, which is a messenger, an envoy, a sent one, or a messenger from God, of the church, which means the whole body of Christians scattered throughout the earth, not just this little church in Sardis, which was a luxury city in Asia Minor, the capital of Lydia, and the first city in that part of the world that was converted by the preaching of John. Write, these things, saith he, that hath the seven spirits of God. Now we went over these seven spirits way back in Revelation chapter 1. They are as follows. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. These are the various powers of the Holy Spirit. Powers that are available to every church and every minister that they might fully apply themselves to the ministry in the power and in the giftings of the Holy Spirit. They're available to every minister. Not every minister has them. As a matter of fact, not every minister wants them. Because to some ministers, that is an offense to them because they're not serving the one and true God. Well, how can you say that, Brother Johnson? I can say that because it's true. And it continues, and the seven stars, which are the angels of the churches. And just like the seven stars are angels who were held accountable by God, so are the churches and ministers accountable to God. Ministers who move in the giftings and the power of the Holy Spirit, those ministers are ministers who should know and understand that God will hold them accountable. Does God hold us accountable? Of course He does. He holds us accountable for everything. Did He not hold them accountable for the talents that were given? And He'll hold us accountable for the talents that are given us. And these powers, these giftings, these seven spirits are what energizes a church, are what energizes a ministry and the ministries and the people in the church. Because the giftings influence God's people for the good of the church. Amen?
Amen.
Without the influence of the gifts, the church has no power. And without that influence, there is no life in the church. Now, continuing with the end of Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Their power had decayed. They were not what they were reputed to be. They had a form of godliness, but there was no power. No power, and without power, there's no authority. And without authority, there is no unity. Without unity, there is no church. Can you see what I'm trying to say here this morning? You here in the church, and you out there in the radio land, or on the podcast, or on the downloads from our internet website, do you hear what I am saying? Can you understand that this reputable church was being chastised by God? They had a name. They were prominent. They had a name, but they were being chastised by God. The problem was, they were trying only to live up to their name, and in doing so, they shirked their responsibility. We have a responsibility. What is that responsibility that was being shirked? To influence by the giftings and power through the Holy Spirit and the seven spirits of power. Again, Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, and the last part. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. They were stagnant as unmoving water. Because their services were unmoving, they were dead inside. People were unmoved by the ministers as they ministered and even as they prayed. I can just see in my mind's eye that miracles just weren't happening there. Because you must have that gifting for miracles to happen. It's an absolute necessity. Unless, of course, they're false miracles. And those are possible also. They were unmoved by the ministers as they ministered and prayed. And there was little life left in this degenerating, crumbling church. Boy, was this years and years ago, or is this talking about today? Is this talking about what we're seeing all around us in the churches that are out there? They have a name. They even have a heart. But they're degenerating and they're crumbling. This responsibility that I'm talking about is very important. And because their services were unmoving, stagnant as unmoving water, they were dead inside. Dead. Remember that? And thou art dead. They were just not in the Spirit. There was little life left in that crumbling church. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 2. What is the answer? Here it is. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Oh my, minister. Do you want to hear that about your church and your ministry? I know I don't. I don't want to hear the Lord speak to me by one of His stars, one of His angels, or the bright and morning star Himself speak to me in that way. I know that I am God's watchman, called by God's own voice. There is no doubt in my mind. But do you know what it means to be watchful? It said, Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, first two words, be watchful. Those words are an advisory from God. Actually a command from God. Now watch this. They're a last chance. And we need to get ready. That church needed to get ready. And we today need to get ready. Because the deadness of the church in Sardis was sinful. It was sinful. Yes, it was. Oh, come on now, you out there. It was sinful. Yes, it was. Be watchful means to start watching. A holy call to return to watchfulness. And when I declare on our radio program, our internet downloads, our podcast, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth, that's just not a phrase. I heard that in the Spirit from God. It's a declaration from God to be watchful. That's what that means. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. And if you don't see them, you need to wake up. You need to open your eyes. You need to read your Bible. You need to get out of this sleep that you're in. It's a declaration from God to be watchful against sin, to be watchful against the things that Satan is doing, and to be watchful about whatever is destructive to the life and the power of godliness in your ministry minister, in your churches, and in your heart, people. Be watchful. Be a watchman. This is the call that has gone out so many times. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. It's a call to strengthen the things that remain. To strengthen the things that are about to die. People, churches, or places upon the earth. Revelation 3:2. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. The star or the angel of this church proclaims the feelings of God. Those are the feelings of God. I feel, God says, I have not found you faithful. I have not found you perfect. Now, not perfect means very simply not filled up or lacking. An empty shell. An unmoving stagnant. No substance pond, place, or thing. Sabbaths left unfilled. Devotion left unfilled. Alms and deeds left unfilled. And I'm building up to something here. That means giving and works were uncompleted. They weren't completing it. They got to a point where they had the name, they had the ministry, they had the respect, and then it became, and that's the word I was looking for, introverted. It became inward instead of outward. And that's where we see the church today. Big ministries that have no outreach, just inreach. Amen. I'm not condemning big ministry. I'm just condemning when there is no outward and only inward, which is what was happening in Sardis. It's sinful. It's a sin. Amen. Alms and deeds left unfilled. Again, that means giving and works are uncompleted. Works that are hollow and empty. If the inside is dead, there is no outward movement. Let me say that again. If the inside is dead, there is no outward movement. To be spiritually perfect is to be spiritually full. Here goes. Now we sing that song that Brother Ralston wrote under the Spirit's anointing, "The oil of the Lord lifts me up. It fills me to the top, and I don't want to stop." And when we sing that, every time, it never fails. The Spirit just moves. It just moves. Because it's talking about what this church in Sardis had to do. They were full. They were half full. If that at best. And they needed to fill up. And if they would just fill up, the power of God would come back in their lives. The anointing would come back in their lives. Things would start happening again. And the water would begin to move again. And it would no longer be stagnant and stinky. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. The oil of the Lord fills me up. It fills me to the top. And I don't want to stop. See, that's exactly what Revelation 3 says this church at Sardis was lacking. Their gas tank was almost empty and they needed a fill-up. Hallelujah. And how could they accomplish that? Got the answer. By pumping in not gas, but remembrance. Remembrance. To collect what they had formerly seen, to recollect what they had formerly seen and heard of the Holy Spirit's power. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 3. Remember, that means to be mindful of, to call to mind. Therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Which means to change your mind for the better. If therefore thou shalt not watch, which means to take heed that trouble does not overtake you, I will come on thee as a thief. Now this name thief is transferable to false teachers. False teachers who do not care to instruct men in the correct manner, but they abuse the confidence they gain from the men by gaining that name. They abuse it by using the name for their own gain. I very seldom ever preach a three-point sermon, but right there is a three-point sermon. Revelation 3:3. Remember, repent, watch. Make a great three-point sermon. Remember, repent, and watch. We hear and see this today more and more. More than ever. Send me $20, $50, $100. I'll make you a partner. I'll send you a CD or a tape set or a prayer cloth, etc., etc., etc. And all of this is for their own gain and not for God's. That word thief also translates embezzler. This thief, here in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, steals not material things. He steals spiritual things. This is a spiritual thief. This is a spiritual embezzler. That sound a little bit familiar from what I just said? See, this thief steals remembrance. Remembrance. It's not that your wallet will be empty.
Nuh-uh.
No, no. It will be your inside. He'll steal your inside. He'll steal whatever part of your spirit he can steal. He'll steal your life, your spiritual life, your life. It's called life's blood that makes you who you are in Christ. Revelation 3:3, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Remembrance has been stolen. It's gone. The spirit is empty. There's no fill-up, no oil, and the wedding party is not ready. Revelation 3:3, and thou shalt not know again what hour I will come upon thee. Will you not know you are close to the hour? Don't you know how close to the hour that you truly are? Don't you know the day and the time that you live in? Aren't you watching? You need to be watching. Stop saying that you cannot know the day or the hour. Stop saying that. Because I know some of them that are hearing this right now are saying, you can't know the day and the hour. Yes, that is Scripture, but it has been taught falsely. It is turned around. Awaken your remembrance of the word that I just taught about thief. And that name is transferable to false teachers. You and I may not know the exact day or hour, but we can know the day and the hour are near. We can know that. The Word tells us we can know that. The Lord shows us that we can know that. The bright and morning star, Jesus said clearly here, right here in Revelation 3:3, if you do not watch, you will not know. And Jesus is clearly saying that if we will watch, we will know. And then, and when we watch and know, we will not be dead. We will not be caught in stagnation. We will not be caught in degradation. We will be caught in life, in a flowing of the Spirit, in the move of the Spirit, in the things of the Spirit. We will have strengthened what remains, and we will have awakened from slumber into life. Let me say it again. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. That's the call. The call is the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. It is a call to strengthen the things that remain, to strengthen the things that are about to die. And I said, peoples, churches, or places upon the earth. It's a warning to the remnant of God and to the peoples of the earth to get ready. To get ready. It is a call to strengthen those things that remain. To strengthen the things about to die. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus is coming. Can you see the signs? Watch for the signs. Why do I say signs of the times? Because Jesus said, if we know the signs of the weather, and the signs of the morning, and the signs of the afternoon, and the signs of the evening, we're hypocrites if we can't see the signs of the times. Get ready. Get ready, get ready. Sign. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, the Bible says. Oh, how close that is today. If not almost finished, that sign. That sign is on us today. Sign. When you see the abomination that causes desolation, stand in the holy place. Oh, how close we are to seeing that. Many believe, as I do, that the Antichrist is alive right now and could reveal himself at almost any moment. Any moment. Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! The call is going out. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 9. The watchman, son of man, I have made you a watchman. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin. but you will have saved yourself. Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 9. The call, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Get ready, get ready, get ready.